Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, it's time to talk curtained up as we've got the president of Shays, Michael Murphy, in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is so exciting. This is like the beginning of our theater season in Western New York.
It really is. Everything kicks off last week and this week, and it's all culminating tomorrow night with Curtain Up.
Curtain Up is a great event. Can you explain to everybody what it's like?
It starts out with a big dinner, black tie dinner, and then it ends with a big street party after all the shows. So anyone can come to the street party. Main Street is closed between Tupper and Chippewa, and a lot's happening. And then there are theaters all around town that are celebrating with great shows.
Tell us about this year's theater season.
We have a lot of great things all over town. There's Pump Boys and Dinette, Sweeney Todd over at Cavanoki. And tomorrow night we have Hamiltoons at Shays 710 Theater, which is our kickoff to the Hamilton season, which is going to be in Buffalo in November and December.
For anybody that's thinking about going and finally getting a chance to see Hamilton, are there still tickets available?
Tickets have not yet gone on sale for single tickets, so there are going to be plenty of tickets available, but they won't be going on sale for a little bit yet, a few more weeks.
All right. I like that. For the party tomorrow night, I'm getting my days crazy. So you can just walk out onto Main Street. How does that work?
Starting around 10 o'clock or even earlier, there are going to be bars open. People can come out, enjoy all the activities on the street. There is going to be bands in some of the bars and in the Shays lobby. A lot of things going on, street performers, food trucks, you name it, lots of fun, lots of food, and lots of libation.
So this is a chance for the black tie crowd to come out and sort of party in the street and have
absolutely
a good time.
You name it. Everyone's there.
Michael, I know more people that have now become regular season ticket holders at Shays than ever before. It seems like it's the thing to do again. And one of the things is that you get to dress up, go somewhere nice, and really sort of celebrate the renaissance of Buffalo, and this is a great opportunity. What commitment is it for someone to be a season ticket holder for Shays, and what does it get you?
The commitment is to enjoy theater and to come and see all the great shows. You buy a season subscription. We're over 18,500 subscribers. And people love coming downtown, trying out the restaurants, then seeing a great show at Shays, which is that beautiful restored theater. And then afterwards, they get to hit one of the bars downtown. Or if it's a school night, yes, they may be able to go home and get ready for the next day. But a lot of people just love staying downtown. There's so much to do.
Shays 710 Theater is a cool theater to see a show in. And I know Three Musketeers is going to be there.
Three Musketeers is coming in November.
What's that show like?
It's a new adaptation of Three Musketeers, and it's being produced by a new company called All for One Productions, which is a combination of Shays 710, Musical Fair Theater, Irish Classical Theater, Toy Theater, and Road Less Traveled Productions. And
wow.
It's a big, brilliant production directed by Chris Kelly, who people around town know and love. A lot of great actors. It's going to be a lot of fun.
How many seats are in the 710 Theater?
Just 625. Very intimate space.
Yeah.
Quite wonderful.
That's like I don't know why I love those kind of shows, because you almost feel like you're part of the production.
You really are. You're right there with the actors.
That's cool.
Feeling what they're feeling. It's phenomenal.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the national tour, starts in Buffalo. That's a big deal.
It opens next Friday, or the first preview is next Friday, and they're in town now rehearsing, teching. I was watching them last night. It's a great show, a lot of fun, great for families, great for everyone, but you get to experience that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory memories of your childhood, reading the book, watching the movie with Gene
I've
Wilder.
I've got a golden ticket.
Is it closer to the Johnny Depp thing, or closer to the Gene Wilder, or something different altogether?
It's something different altogether.
Cool.
But you get, you really feel the original story coming out. And the performer who plays Willy Wonka is phenomenal. There are three boys who alternate playing Charlie. They're all great. And you got Grandma and Grandpa and all of those characters that you know and love.
I'm expecting chocolate to be sold at the show.
You better believe it. Well, there's none left. I've eaten it.
What kind of cool effects have you seen in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory show? Because there's some really amazing scenes. I like when they get into the factory, and there's where they see the Oompa Loompas.
Yep.
That's a super cool.
The way they do the Oompa Loompas is really neat. It's a great effect. A lot of video also in this show.
Uh-huh.
And the different effects, what happens when the girl turns into a blueberry, things like that. A lot of really
Daddy,
cool
Daddy, I'm a blueberry.
You're in.
I'm auditioning for you right now. I feel like there's a place for me somewhere in this show.
Veruca Salt, hello.
Daddy, I want a geese that lays gold eggs for Easter. At least 1,000 a day. So that's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So that's kind of an all ages show.
Yes.
And Hamilton, who would you say would like that? I mean, everybody.
Yeah, everyone, but probably best by age 10 and over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyone can enjoy it. But you learn a lot of history, but you see what can happen when you take a very talented playwright and musician such as Lin-Manuel Miranda and put together history and the amazing diverse casting. It's a brilliant show.
Chase has gotten such a great reputation for companies that are bringing their shows nationally across, you know, east to west, but they love coming to Chase because it's so beautiful that you've done so many renovations. Is your job easier now?
Yes and no. But the one reason why shows love coming to Buffalo is they know we have a really smart audience.
Mm-hmm.
They like the Buffalo audience. They know that it's a group of people who enjoy theater, love theater, understand theater.
It's a clever crowd.
Yeah, they really are. And Western New York is very, very unique and wonderful that way.
What are the chances of something like what Springsteen did on Broadway making its way to Buffalo? Does that bubble at all on your radar?
Having Springsteen tour like that, no, it wouldn't.
Something similar, though?
With perhaps another artist,
okay.
Yes. Those kinds of things can happen, but we don't see Springsteen. We're all surprised that he did such a long run.
I mean, you wouldn't say no to that if it was offered.
We'd never say no to that. Not at all. We'd love to have that. I have lots of friends who saw the show in New York and just loved it. I haven't yet been able to see it. Oh, well, next time around. Hopefully we'll get him back.
I had a chance to see that show, and it was interesting because for as successful of a show as it was, the Bruce Springsteen on Broadway, and it took me 2 times and like 3 hours holding on the phone trying to not lose my lottery spot. But it was interesting because the theater crowd was kind of poo-pooing the Bruce Springsteen show because it is a monologue with songs. Mm-hmm. And now I think they've kind of found a place in their heart because he's brought more business, and we want to see theater stay alive across every city in
America.
Quite
true, yeah.
You know? So as we look into 2019, what are you looking at for shows?
Well, coming up in the spring, this fall, actually, we have Fiddler on the Roof. We also have Book of Mormon coming back. Cats, we have...
Did they do anything different with Cats, or is it still... What
Cats
did they change?
It's a reconceived show. So there's some different choreography. The costumes are pretty similar, but different scenery and new directors. So it's
cool.
Reconceived. And what is amazing is people who were able to see Cats as kids are now able to take their kids, and in some cases, grandchildren, to see.
Hey, Jan, do you know any of the songs from Cats?
Memories all alone in the
mother. You knew this was going to turn into an audition, right?
If you touch me. I can sing that too. But that actually, I have to say about Cats, and at any time you can hire me, Michael, we can talk. But Cats is one of those shows that I didn't know that was possible in a live theater, to see the people become cats and the cats to become part of the audience. And then we saw Lion King after Cats, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
But just one of those remarkable shows that if you haven't seen it, you have to see it. It's that special. And Fiddler on the Roof, I can't even tell you how excited.
Is that the Matchmaker one?
No. Yes. What's the one? Yeah, it is, but that's not the song. Shh, that's not my
Matchmaker
audition.
Is my jam.
So, when did she get to be? There's
see how you just start swaying as soon as you start singing? There you go.
That's an amazing show.
Have you become the wedding singer?
No, okay. Not even close. Okay.
She'll work for a dollar. Like, if budget is an issue and you need a singer, Janet will work very cheap.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think of how to do curtain up on Friday night because it's going to be hot. If you're not going to the black tie part, just show up on Main Street and just jump in the party.
Come on in. Yeah,
I love
you'll
that.
Have a great time.
I love that. And there's going to be
lots of great music on the street.
That's so cool. And I can't. And you know what's so funny? And I'm knocking on wood as I'm saying this. The weather's always perfect for curtain up. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Lucked out again, man.
A lot of Farmer's Almanac planning.
Good. Are you going to have the spot? Didn't you have the spotlights in the sky last year?
Yeah. A couple years ago, there were spotlights.
Are you doing that?
No, there aren't spotlights this
year. Okay, that's okay.
But there's going to be a lot of great things happening on the street.
I'm
They're
so
called
excited.
Ballyhoo lights. You're not a theater person, Jan.
A ballyhoo?
You need a ballyhoo light.
Okay. Well, could you get me one?
Sure.
We'll put it near our party.
I'm going to show up. I'm going to wear, you know, the t-shirt that looks like a tuxedo.
100%.
I'll be wearing that.
Same.
Get all fancy.
I was going to wear that, too. That or the bikini one, because it's like body on point, just like that. We love that you're the president of Shays. You're doing, you make theater something that everybody can enjoy, and I feel like you make it so
it's
that
clicking.
Yeah, it is clicking. It's really special. So congratulations.
Buffalo's clicking.
Yeah, it is clicking, isn't it? Yeah. So congratulations. We look forward to this year.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Michael Murphy, president of Shays. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.